This piece is called Synchrony by Boston area composer Jonathan Bailey Holland. It's off an album that came out earlier this year called Fresh Paint by the Radius Ensemble. In it, Holland confronts a difficult topic: police violence against unarmed African Americans and the social unrest the violence has caused. The work is also the product of Holland's wrestling with his own identity as a minority in the world of classical music. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Composer Jonathan Bailey Holland remembers exactly how he felt at his home in Arlington as the protests in Baltimore led the news in the wake of Freddie Gray's death.
All of that really affected me, kind of watching that on TV and feeling this strange disconnect of that could be me in that situation, but also feeling like I'm not in that situation and that I'm, you know, many hundreds of miles away from Baltimore and all of the emotions that were going on in the city up close with all of that at the time. The whole idea of synchrony is about two things happening at the same time.
Synchrony channels what Holland felt while viewing the spate of disturbing, now notorious altercations, like the one between a white police officer and a black teenage girl at a Texas pool party.
I'm watching that, and the emotion that just comes up immediately when seeing that, I wanted somehow to convey that sensation in the piece. And so I ended up including some audio clips that didn't need a lot of introduction.
We, the people, still believe that every citizen deserves a basic measure of security and dignity.
You will hear President Obama, Cecily Tyson, speaking incredibly, hopefully.
Jennifer Montbach is a musician with the Radius Ensemble, which commissioned Holland's piece.
And you will also hear some of the arrest tapes, Eric Garner and Sandra Bland. And the contrast is really what he's trying to underscore.
Put your hand behind your back. I can't breathe.
The thing that I love about the piece is that he explores racial justice not just from its negative perspective, but also from its positive perspective.
To the young women here tonight, the moment anyone tries to demean or degrade you in any way, you have to know how great you are. No one is going to bother to put you down if you were not a threat to them.
That's actress Cicely Tyson receiving a Living Legend Award from the Black Girls Rock organization. Holland creates tension musically, too. Montbach is on oboe and is joined by bassoon, violin, cello, and piano. The instruments play off each other, repeating, imitating, and responding to represent the shifting duality between race relations, class relations, morality, and emotion.
Sometimes we're even asked to produce unpleasant sounds. That's hard to do when you spend a lot of your training trying to make the most beautiful sounds. But sometimes, especially in contemporary music, we're looking to explore the full expressive range of our instruments.
The composer knows it's not easy to relive the events he's documenting in Synchrony, but he has hopes for people who choose to spend 7.5 minutes listening to it.
I want people to sit through all of the clips and whatever way they personally react, just to be able to have the space to do that.
Holland says he lives with his own duality each day as an African-American classical composer. The 42-year-old native of Flint, Michigan, recalls how early in his career he used to reject being labeled.
I felt like I didn't want there to be any adjective in front of the word composer because I had to make a mark as a composer, first and foremost. I thought it to the point that I wanted to make sure that nothing in my music would have suggested anything about who I was.
A lack of diversity has been an ongoing problem across the classical music world. At a certain point, Holland says he had a realization that his job as an artist is to be honest about how his background influences his art and about who he is.
I am African American and I am a composer. And if that means something to someone, that's great. I'm a classical composer. If that means something to someone, that's great. If none of that means anything, but somebody still gets something from the music, that's great as well.
These days, Holland heads the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley's Composition Theory and History Department. He's had a busy 2016 with two world premieres and the release of Synchrony. He says it was his responsibility to write it.
Across the board, artists are sort of feeling a need to respond somehow to everything that's been going on, either to reflect it or to comment on it or to make it more present.
Or Holland adds to confront the discord. Somehow. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.